Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joining us now, as they do on most Fridays, are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. This week, Attorney General Bill Schuette issued a legal opinion that poor-performing schools in Detroit can be closed at the end of the year, which runs counter to what Governor Snyder's office has been saying. The Snyder administration concluded that since the schools are part of a newly created district, they'd have 3 years before the state could step in and close the worst-performing schools. Ken, is this another example of the Attorney General and the governor at odds? What's going on here?
It is, but I can't understand for the life of me why the governor would have put himself in this position, because an opinion from the Attorney General basically binds state agencies unless it's overturned. The governor's relying on a legal opinion offered by a private law firm. I don't understand why he didn't go to the Attorney General first and why he would put himself in this, I think, extremely awkward position at this point in time. It's a mystery to me.
Susan, it's been suggested in reports that Attorney General Bill Schuette is doing the bidding of the DeVos family, which has given Schuette campaign funds a substantial support over the year. And that family supports charter schools. What do you make of those suggestions?
I think that it's very hard to draw a straight line. Certainly the charter lobby, the education choice lobby, and the DeVos family, they've all been very big fans of Governor Snyder as well, and many politicians in the state, mostly on the Republican side, not exclusively. And, you know, for those of us who cover the inside part of politics, there are actually a lot of tensions between Attorney General Bill Schuette and the DeVos family, and it's kind of an open secret that they would like an alternative candidate to run against Bill Schuette in 2018 for governor.
Ken, I want to do a quick follow-up on what you said. You know, it is traditional that the Attorney General is the governor, or the whole state's counsel, basically, on these things. Has anybody given any suggestion why he would go to an outside counsel instead of the Attorney General?
If they have, I'm not aware of it and what the argument would be, but why would you go to an outside counsel first, make the opinion public, say you're going to rely on that opinion, and then without even going to the Attorney General because of the potential of this in fact occurring, where the Attorney General issues a counter opinion, which has the force of law? I just do not understand the thinking, if there was any, that would put the governor in this kind of spot.
Let's turn to Washington. Without an agreement, the federal government could have run out of money. One of the sticking points to a stopgap measure was money for Flint to help the city recover from the lead contamination of its drinking water. Susan, I wonder if you could explain why money for Flint was an issue in this spending measure.
Well, it's been a very sad development that it's been so difficult to get money to Flint from Congress, and it certainly has not been a priority. With us heading into a potential government shutdown this week, I think Democrats saw an opening to advocate for the cause. And although it didn't actually make it into the stopgap measure, there have been agreements that Flint will get funding in measures that will be taken up after the election.
Ken, there was an argument about the natural disaster that happened in Louisiana versus the man-made disaster that happened in Flint, and that was the concern of the Republicans. Could you explain that a little further for us?
No, because it's a distinction without a difference in this case. This argument, well, the flooding in Louisiana was not man-made, and the Flint water contamination was, and so therefore Flint doesn't get assistance, but Louisiana does. Well, it just doesn't pass the smell test. Both disasters, both need help. And I think what this indicates is you're going to need some federal assistance across the country to deal with this lead service line issue.
Finally, newspapers across the nation are publishing their endorsements of presidential candidates. The Detroit News decided to endorse Libertarian Gary Johnson. And as the paper wrote, quote, "Today, this newspaper does something it has never done in its 143-year history, endorse someone other than the Republican candidate as a presidential in a presidential contest." Ken, what's this say about this election year?
Well, the Detroit News is not the only Republican-leaning newspaper to do this. It's happened in, I think, Arizona and Ohio. USA Today just recently said they've never gotten involved in a presidential race in terms of endorsement, but now they're saying don't vote for Trump. But these Republican newspapers, are all saying the same thing as the news did, that at least in their opinion, Donald Trump is erratic, he's unstable. And in fact, the news said that he employs reckless rhetoric. And if you go through all these editorials from these Republican newspapers, they all say the same thing. They're very, very concerned about the Republican nominee. It says more about Trump than it does about the newspaper.
Susan, the timing was interesting. Wednesday, MSNBC held a town hall meeting with Gary Johnson. He was asked to name a world leader he respected, and he couldn't recall a single name. That made the endorsement even more interesting, or the timing of the endorsement, although I assume the editorial was written before that gaffe. What do you think the loyal readers of the Detroit News are thinking now?
The editorial was written before that interview, but even if you look at some of Gary Johnson's interviews, especially in Foreign Affairs, to the Detroit News editorial board, it's rather clear that he does not have a grasp of foreign policy. So I was a little surprised to see them go down that road. I never expected that the news would endorse Hillary Clinton. I think Nolan Finley, the editorial page editor, would rather stab his eyes out with a fork than do so. They've gotten hits from both conservative and liberal readers. Liberal readers pointing out that Johnson does not know the name of world leaders and isn't serious. And conservative readers really feel betrayed because the news is known as a Republican editorial board paper, and they feel that they should have done their duty and endorsed the nominee, who is Donald Trump.
That's Susan Demas. She is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Hey, thanks, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Lester.
Thanks.